The way you speak tells people everything about where you're going in life. Most people talk just to be heard. Leaders talk to be followed. This isn't about sounding smart. It's about sounding sure. It's about speaking with calm confidence, knowing exactly what you stand for, and making sure your words reflect your standards. The truth is, if your voice doesn't lead with strength, people won't take your message seriously. You don't need to shout. You don't need to impress. You need to speak with purpose. In this audiobook, you're going to learn how to talk like a leader. That means speaking clearly. That means asking the right questions. That means knowing when to say less and when to say what needs to be said. You'll learn how to speak with direction, with discipline, and with the kind of presence that earns respect fast. If you're ready to stop sounding like everyone else and start leading with your voice, this is where it begins. Chapter 1. Speak clearly so people know you mean business. If your words are messy, people won't follow. If your message is scattered, people won't take you seriously. If you don't take your voice seriously, the world won't either. You can't lead anyone if your words don't land with meaning. You've got to speak in a way that makes others pay attention, not out of fear, but out of respect. That respect comes when you speak with clarity, and clarity comes when you've done the thinking. See, leadership starts with clarity. When your thoughts are clean, your voice becomes strong. But most people don't train this. They don't slow down and ask themselves, "What am I really trying to say?" They talk to fill space. They speak without intent. They chase approval. But a leader speaks because they have something real to offer. A leader doesn't speak just to be liked. They speak because their words carry value. So how do you speak clearly so people know you mean business? You slow down. You don't rush your words. You don't speak just to keep a conversation going. You pause and you think. You build the habit of cutting out the noise. You remove weak phrases like, "I think," or "maybe." Because if you're unsure, the people around you will be unsure too. If you can't say it straight, don't expect others to follow you. When you walk into a room, your voice introduces your mind. It shows people how you think. So speak with certainty. Speak with order. Speak with power. And don't confuse loudness with clarity. Being loud doesn't mean you're making sense. Clarity is quiet strength. Clarity is power that doesn't need to yell. You've got to train yourself to speak like every word matters. Because it does. The right sentence at the right time can change someone's life. But if your words are buried under noise, no one will ever hear the real message. If you want to talk like a leader, then start by cutting out the noise in your speech. Get rid of filler words. Stop saying things just to fill the silence. Most people are uncomfortable with silence, but a leader isn't. A leader uses silence as a tool. You don't need to talk all the time. You need to talk at the right time, with the right tone, with the right words. Practice saying exactly what you mean. If something's wrong, say it. If something needs fixing, speak up. Don't dance around the truth. Don't speak in circles. Be direct. That's what earns respect. That's what makes people listen. Now I'll tell you this. People can feel when you believe in what you're saying. They can sense it. It's not just about words. It's the energy behind your words. If your voice is shaky, if your message is uncertain, then the people you're trying to lead will hesitate. But when you speak from a place of belief, people listen. You don't need to use big words. You need to use real words. You need to speak in a way that feels honest. That's how you build trust. That's how people know you mean business. They hear the strength in your clarity. They hear the discipline in your tone. And don't forget your body speaks too. The way you sit, the way you stand, the way you look someone in the eye when you speak. That's all part of the message. Your voice is more than your mouth. It's your posture. It's your expression. It's your presence. Leadership is not just about getting people to do things. It's about helping people believe in things. And your clarity creates that belief. When your words are clear, people feel safe. They feel secure. They say, this person knows where they're going. And they want to follow. But you've got to earn that. You've got to sharpen your speech like a tool. That means you practice every day. You don't wait for the big stage. You practice at home. You practice at work. You speak clearly in every room you walk into. You don't turn it on when the lights are on. You live that standard every day. And here's the truth. If you don't respect your own voice, why would anyone else? If you mumble through your thoughts, people will ignore them. But when you speak like your words matter, people lean in. That's the power of clarity. That's how you talk like a leader. Most people are casual with their speech. They're casual with how they say things. And that casual approach costs them influence. It costs them leadership. So if you want to move people, if you want to lead with your voice, you've got to be intentional. Every sentence has to serve a purpose. Don't talk in circles. Don't water things down. And don't talk just to avoid discomfort. Leaders face the hard conversations. They say what others won't. And they do it with respect, not arrogance. They speak in a way that brings light, not heat. If you're still unclear on what you're saying, people won't wait around to figure it out. They'll move on. That's the world we live in. Fast, distracted, full of noise. So when you speak with clarity, you stand out. You become a rare voice, and rare voices are heard. Work on your message. Work on your tone. Work on your timing. And more than anything, believe in what you say. Because your words carry weight when you've earned the right to say them. That's what leadership sounds like. Not noise, not confusion, not hype, but clarity, strength, truth. You don't need to be perfect. You need to be real. You need to be clear. That's what makes people trust you. That's what makes people follow you. So remember this, every time you speak, you're either gaining trust or losing it. You're either lifting the room or lowering the energy. Choose your words like they matter. Because they do. Speak like your life depends on it. Speak so people stop and say, this person knows exactly what they're talking about. That's how you talk like a leader. You speak clearly so people know you mean business. And once you build that habit, you won't have to say much to make a big impact. People will hear you the moment you speak. Chapter 2. Use strong words that match your strong mindset. If you want people to take you seriously, your words need to match your thinking. If your thoughts are strong but your words are weak, people won't feel your conviction. They won't trust your leadership. They won't follow your direction. And it's not because they don't respect you. It's because your words don't carry the power of your beliefs. The truth is, people respond to energy. And that energy is carried in the language you choose. Every sentence you speak is either building your presence or weakening it. Every word you use is either a reflection of strength or an apology for it. When your mindset is clear, focused, and bold, your language should reflect that. But for most people, that's not the case. They speak with hesitation, even when they're sure. They soften their thoughts out of fear of sounding too intense. They lower their tone to seem more likable. And slowly, they strip all the power from their voice. A strong mindset means nothing if your words don't express it. You have to become someone whose words have backbone. When you speak, don't just say things that sound nice. Say things that mean something. Say things that have weight, that carry intention. People can tell when your words are shaped by clarity and confidence. They feel it. You don't need to be loud. You don't need to speak more. You need to speak better. Use words that stand tall. Use words that show you believe in what you're saying. You'll notice that people who influence others are intentional with every sentence. They're not rambling. They're not reaching for the right phrase. They already know what they stand for, so they speak with no confusion. You hear it in their voice. They don't fill their speech with empty expressions. They don't add phrases that weaken their statements. They talk like people who've earned the right to be heard. If you want to build that kind of influence, you need to study your own language. Pay attention to the words you use every day. Are they clear? Are they direct? Or are they coated in uncertainty? Do you say things like, "I guess," "I think," "kind of," "maybe"? Those words don't come from strength. They come from doubt. And if you keep speaking with doubt, you train your mind to live in hesitation. Leadership is about making things clear. And when your words are weak, people feel lost around you. They don't know where you stand. They don't know what to expect. So they back away. But when your words are sharp, strong, and steady, people draw near. They want to listen. They want to follow. Because they can feel the certainty behind your words. The strength of your voice begins with the strength of your thinking. You can't talk like a leader if your mind is full of scattered thoughts. You've got to clean up your mindset. You've got to remove the noise and focus on what matters. Once your mind becomes structured, your words will follow. You'll stop talking in circles. You'll stop saying things that don't matter. You'll start speaking in a way that moves people. And that's what leadership sounds like. But this won't happen by accident. It takes practice. It takes awareness. You've got to correct yourself in real time. When you catch yourself using soft words, stop and fix it. When you feel yourself drifting into vague talk, tighten your message. When you find yourself speaking just to be polite, ask yourself if what you're saying actually reflects your thoughts. Because if it doesn't, you're not leading. You're just filling the air. And understand this: strong words are not rude. They're not arrogant. They're clear. They're confident. There's a difference. Being strong with your words doesn't mean you attack people. It means you respect them enough to be honest. It means you value your message enough to deliver it without distortion. Weak language might seem safe, but it always creates confusion. Strong language might feel uncomfortable at first, but it builds trust. People trust those who say what they mean. So how do you start using strong words? You start by being aware of the words you use every day, in your conversations, in your emails, in your meetings, in the mirror. Stop hiding behind soft phrases. Replace "I hope it's okay" with "here's what I've decided." Replace "sorry to bother you" with "I have something important to share." Replace "I'm not sure, but maybe" with "here's what I believe will work." The shift is small, but the impact is massive, because every time you choose stronger language, you train your mind to operate from strength. You build internal discipline. You develop the courage to speak with impact. Don't try to impress people with complicated language. That's not strength. That's noise. Strong words are simple. They're direct. They're honest. They come from someone who knows what they're about. They don't chase approval. They don't seek applause. They serve the message. And if your message is worth hearing, it deserves words that carry it with power. Speaking with strong words also means standing by your words. If you say it, mean it. If you commit, follow through. If you give your word, protect it. That's what gives your speech lasting influence. People listen to those who follow through. They remember the ones who match their words with action. And that's what you need to aim for. Alignment between your speech and your character. When that alignment is strong, your words carry authority. Start holding yourself to a higher standard when you speak. Don't speak in a way that lowers your energy. Don't speak in a way that makes you shrink. Speak in a way that reflects the clarity and commitment inside you. If it's not there yet, build it. Do the work on your mindset. Fill your thoughts with truth, strength, and discipline. And then bring that out in every word you speak. Your voice is a tool, and like any tool, it can be sharpened. The more you sharpen it, the more effective it becomes. And the more you use it with intention, the more people will take you seriously. That's what leadership sounds like. Not just words, but words that reflect strong thinking. Words that show you've put in the effort. Words that move people forward. If you walk into a room unsure of how to speak, unsure of what to say, unsure of how to express yourself, people will pick up on that. But if you walk in with a grounded mindset and words that match that strength, the room shifts, the tone changes. You're not just speaking, you're leading. So don't waste your words. Don't water them down. Don't throw them out carelessly. Speak in a way that matters. Speak in a way that means something. Because when your words are strong, and they match your strong mindset, people listen, they learn, they grow. And most importantly, they remember. That's the goal, not just to be heard, but to be remembered for what you stood for and how you spoke it into the world. Chapter 3. Say less and let your presence do the rest. People often think they need to say more to be heard. They think if they talk longer, explain deeper, or speak louder, they'll be taken more seriously. But leadership doesn't work that way. In fact, it's often the opposite. The more you talk, the more people tune out. The more you try to explain yourself, the more it can sound like you're unsure. A real leader understands the value of restraint. They know that what you say is important, but how you carry yourself when you're not speaking says just as much, if not more. When your presence speaks first, your words don't have to do all the work. Say less. Not because you don't have ideas, not because you're quiet or shy. Say less because your presence already speaks for you. When people look at you, they should feel the discipline, the self-control, and the purpose that guides your life. That doesn't come from long speeches. That comes from consistency. It comes from how you show up, how you listen, how you move, how you sit, how you handle silence. That's presence. It's built slowly, day by day, through your standards, your choices, and your character. If your presence is strong, people will listen even before you speak. Some people walk into a room and try to dominate it with volume. They overcompensate. They think if they speak first and speak the most, they win the room. But leadership doesn't chase attention. It doesn't try to impress. It doesn't need to over-explain. Real presence creates an impact without needing a spotlight. And that kind of presence comes from within. It's not something you fake. It's something you build. To talk like a leader, you must first learn to speak less. Hold your words. Let others speak first. Watch how people talk. Pay attention to how they carry themselves. You'll learn more in silence than in noise. And the moment you do speak, it'll carry more weight. People will lean in. They'll sense that you only speak when it matters. And that's rare, because most people are quick to respond, quick to explain, quick to defend. But a leader pauses. They think. They stay calm. And when they speak, the room shifts, not because of volume, but because of value. You don't need to comment on everything. You don't need to react to every opinion. You don't need to make noise just to be seen. If your presence is solid, you don't need to prove anything. And when you do speak, you don't need to explain too much. Get to the point. Say it once, clearly, and leave space. That space allows your words to settle. It gives people time to reflect. And in that space, they'll remember your message. Start by being aware of when you speak. Do you fill every silence because it makes you uncomfortable? Do you talk too much out of nervousness or pressure? Train yourself to hold back. Watch the urge to speak and choose stillness instead. Learn to be quiet without being absent. Learn to be still without being invisible. That's leadership, being fully present without needing to dominate the moment. That presence makes people feel safe. It makes people trust you, not because of what you said, but because of how you made them feel when you said nothing at all. Presence isn't about having the perfect words, it's about how you live when no one's watching. It's how you carry yourself when things are uncertain. It's how you make others feel when you walk in the room. If your energy is chaotic, people will feel it. If your emotions are unbalanced, it will show. If your confidence is only in your words and not in your actions, people will sense that. But when you're solid, when your mind is stable, when your decisions are based on principles, when your body language matches your character, people will respect you without needing long speeches. You don't earn respect by talking too much. You earn it by showing you're grounded. You show it by being direct, honest, and clear. You speak to add value, not to impress. You speak because something needs to be said, not because you need to be heard. And when that's your reason, people notice. People remember. People follow. Leaders use words with care. They understand the power of silence. They're not rushed. They're not reactive. They speak when the time is right. And when they do, it's often short, sharp, and simple. That simplicity cuts through confusion. That short message carries weight because it comes from someone who's been listening, someone who's been thinking, someone who's not in a hurry to prove anything. So if you want to lead, work on saying less. Work on being fully present without needing to talk. Develop calm energy. Walk into rooms knowing who you are. Sit with confidence. Stand with purpose. Look people in the eye without needing to say a word. Be someone who's in control of their emotions. Someone who doesn't over-explain or defend everything. That kind of presence makes a statement, all by itself. And you don't build this overnight. It's not something you turn on for special occasions. It's something you practice daily. In every conversation, in every meeting, in every interaction, it becomes part of you. You start by catching yourself when you want to talk over someone. You pause instead. You listen longer. You make people feel heard. And when it's your turn to speak, you keep it clean. No rambling. No noise. Just clarity. The world is filled with noise. Social media, endless opinions, shallow talk. That's why strong presence is rare. And rare presence gets noticed. Be that rare presence. Be someone whose words are short but full of meaning. Someone who doesn't say much, but says enough. Someone who knows when to stay quiet and when to speak up. That balance is leadership. And here's something else. When you speak less, you learn more. You notice what others miss. You see what people aren't saying. You hear what's behind their words. And that understanding gives you power. The power to respond wisely. The power to guide people in the right direction. The power to lead without shouting. People don't follow you because you talk the most. They follow you because when you speak, they feel something real. They hear confidence without arrogance. They hear clarity without confusion. They hear purpose. That comes from presence. from discipline, from knowing that your silence can speak louder than any sentence. Don't rush to talk. Build the habit of listening deeply. Build the habit of watching the room before speaking to it. Hold your posture. Breathe with control. Keep your focus steady. Speak only when your words are needed, not when your ego wants attention. That's the difference between noise and influence. And once you build this way of being, you'll find that people trust your leadership faster. They'll seek your opinion. They'll respect your silence. They'll value your input. Not because you said everything, but because when you did speak, it mattered. Because your presence made them feel grounded. Because your calm gave them clarity. That's the kind of leader people follow. Not someone who says too much, but someone who says just enough. So remember, your words matter, but your presence shapes how those words are received. Build both. But never forget, presence always comes first. Say less, and let your presence do the rest. Chapter 4. Control your voice so it never controls you. Your voice is a powerful tool, but if you don't learn how to use it, it will use you. You can have the right message, the right strategy, and the right thinking, but if your voice shakes at the wrong moment, people won't trust it. If your tone doesn't match your intention, your words will be misunderstood. If your delivery is rushed or scattered, your influence fades. You must take responsibility for how your voice shows up. Because in leadership, the way you speak matters just as much as what you say. You're not just speaking to pass information, you're speaking to move people. And that requires control. You don't build control by raising your volume or forcing authority. You build it by developing awareness. Awareness of how your voice sounds under stress. Awareness of how it shifts when you're unsure. Awareness of the energy you bring when you speak. Some people talk fast when they're nervous. Others speak too quietly. Some avoid pauses. Others go on without thinking. But leaders don't let their voice follow emotion. They lead their voice with discipline. Start by listening to yourself. Pay attention to how you speak when you're calm and how you speak when you're frustrated. Notice the difference. When you lose control of your voice, you also lose control of the message. Emotion takes over. The clarity disappears. The person listening doesn't hear your point. They hear your panic. They hear your doubt. They hear your defensiveness. But when your voice is steady, slow, and clear, it changes everything. It shows you're in command. It shows you've taken the time to think before speaking. Leadership isn't about always being right. It's about being composed, especially when things get hard. Your voice should reflect that composure. You can disagree without raising your tone. You can give feedback without sounding harsh. You can say no without being rude. It all comes back to control. When your voice is in control, people don't just hear your words, they respect them. They respect the calm. They respect the certainty. Because it shows that you're not reacting, you're responding. And don't confuse passion with volume. You can be passionate and still speak with control. You can care deeply and still express yourself with discipline. People who lead with emotion alone tend to regret the things they say. But those who practice vocal control are the ones people return to for guidance. Because their words hold weight. They're not caught up in the moment. They're focused on the impact of what they're saying. You also need to learn how to use silence. Most people are afraid of pauses. They rush to fill the space. They think silence means weakness. But the truth is, silence shows strength. It shows that you're not afraid to slow down. It gives your words room to land. It gives people time to think. You don't have to fill every second. The right pause at the right time can do more than 100 words spoken too fast. Vocal control isn't about sounding robotic. It's about sounding intentional. Every sentence should be shaped with purpose. Every word should be chosen carefully. You don't speak just to speak. You speak to guide. You speak to lead. And that means your tone, your pacing, your emphasis, everything must match your message. If you sound uncertain, people won't follow. If your tone is too sharp, people will pull back. If you sound bored, no one will care. But when you speak with steady strength, people pay attention. They feel safe. They feel focused. They lean in, not because you're yelling, but because your voice carries order. It carries clarity. And that makes all the difference. Think about the great communicators you've heard. They weren't shouting. They weren't scattered. They were clear, calm, focused. That's not something they were born with. That's something they practiced. They trained their voice like a skill. And you can too, but you have to work on it daily. Every meeting, every phone call, every conversation, it's a chance to practice control. A chance to observe your tone, adjust your pacing, sharpen your delivery. Start small. Speak slower. Pause often. Cut the filler words. Listen before you talk. Focus on being present. That presence gives you the power to adjust your voice in real time. When you're present, you catch yourself before your voice drifts into anger, or sarcasm, or fear. You stay centered. That's where the strength is. And don't forget, your voice is not just for others. It's for you. How you speak shapes how you think. If your voice is always panicked, your thoughts will be too. If your voice is scattered, your thinking becomes weak. But when you speak with strength, your mind follows. You begin to think clearer. You make better decisions. Your emotional state stabilizes. That's what vocal control gives you. It's not just about sounding good. It's about feeling grounded. It's about being able to lead yourself first, before leading anyone else. There will be moments when emotions try to take over. Pressure will rise. People will test you. Conversations will turn uncomfortable. But those are the moments when leadership shows up. That's when your control matters most. Don't react. Don't explode. Don't shrink. Hold your ground. Breathe. Slow your words. Speak with care. Show people that even in the fire, you're in control. And remember, people may forget your exact words, but they won't forget how you made them feel. If your voice brings confusion, they'll walk away unsure. If your voice brings calm, they'll feel anchored. If your voice brings strength, they'll want to follow. That's the kind of leadership that lasts. That's the kind of communication that earns trust. Control your voice by first understanding it. Know your habits. Know your weaknesses. Work on the areas that throw you off. If you rush, practice slowing down. If you avoid eye contact, train yourself to hold it. If your voice cracks under pressure, practice speaking under stress. Build your skill through repetition, not just when it's easy, but when it's hard. This is not about being perfect. This is about being steady, being strong, being dependable. People want to follow someone who doesn't crumble under tension. And that starts with how you speak. Your voice is a reflection of your discipline, a reflection of your emotional maturity, a reflection of your ability to stay calm when others can't. So train your voice like a professional. Respect your message enough to deliver it well. Speak as if your words have value, because they do. But make sure that value is carried in the way you speak them, with clarity, with calm, with confidence. That's how your voice becomes a tool for leadership, not a trap for reaction. Don't let your voice betray your mindset. Don't let it weaken your presence. Don't let it be ruled by your mood. Lead it. Guide it. Train it until it becomes something people trust the moment they hear it. Control your voice so it never controls you. That's not just a communication skill, that's a leadership requirement. Chapter 5. Talk with intent, and never just to fill silence. Most people talk without a reason. They speak to fill gaps. They speak to avoid discomfort. They speak because silence makes them nervous. But leaders don't do that. Leaders talk with intent. They speak when there's something to say. They don't talk just to make noise. They don't talk just to be seen or heard. Every word has purpose. Every sentence is directed. Every conversation leads somewhere. And that's why people listen to them. Because when they speak, they're not wasting anyone's time. When you speak with no intent, people forget your words. They hear you, but they don't remember you. That's because there was no weight behind what you said. But when you talk with meaning, even one sentence can shift someone's thinking. Even one question can open a door. That's the difference between talking and leading. Talking is common. Speaking with purpose is rare. If you want to stand out, if you want people to follow you, you have to master the habit of speaking only when there's something valuable to say. This doesn't mean you stay quiet all the time. It means you speak with clarity. You speak when your voice brings structure, not clutter. You speak to offer direction, not distraction. In a world filled with noise, your job as a leader is to be the one who brings people back to what matters. That doesn't happen through endless talking. It happens when you choose your words with care, when you hold silence until it's time to speak. And when you do, it matters more. Talking with intent starts with listening. If you're not listening, you're guessing. You're speaking based on assumptions. And that's dangerous. It leads to wasted conversations. It creates confusion. But when you take time to listen before speaking, you understand what's really happening. You see where the gaps are, and you use your words to fill those gaps with solutions, not noise. A leader doesn't fear silence. They respect it. Silence isn't empty. It's useful. It gives people space to think. It gives you time to understand. It slows things down, so you can respond instead of react. People who fear silence often interrupt others. They talk over ideas. They repeat the same points. But a leader doesn't need to fill every second. They let moments breathe. And when they finally speak, everyone knows it's worth hearing. There's power in patience. When you wait before speaking, you gain control. You gain clarity. You become selective with your words. You stop blurting things out that you'll later regret. And you become someone others respect, not just for your ideas, but for your timing. Because timing matters. Saying the right thing at the wrong moment can still ruin your message. But when you speak with awareness, when you wait until the moment is right, your words hit harder. Leaders use silence as a tool. They let it create tension when it's needed. They use it to calm a heated room. They use it to show strength, and they never panic when things go quiet. Because they understand silence is not the enemy. Pointless talk is. You have to train yourself to resist the urge to fill silence. This habit won't go away on its own. You have to practice it. In meetings, pause before you speak. In personal conversations, listen more than you respond. When you're unsure what to say, stay quiet until the message is clear in your mind. There's no rush. You don't need to compete for attention. You need to deliver something valuable. People will try to pull you into shallow talk. They'll fill the room with noise. But you don't have to match that energy. You can slow it down. You can bring depth. You can shift the tone. And you do that by being intentional. Before you speak, ask yourself, why am I saying this? What is the purpose? What outcome am I aiming for? If you can't answer that clearly, don't speak yet. Wait until your message is ready. Wait until you're sure that your words are needed. Intentional speech also builds trust. When people know you don't talk just to talk, They listen more carefully. They know you're not wasting their time. They know you're not trying to impress anyone. You're speaking because it matters. That kind of consistency builds your reputation. It makes people feel safe following you, because they know you're thoughtful. They know your words have weight. Avoid phrases that weaken your intent. Get rid of language that sounds unsure. Don't say I might, I guess, or I was just thinking. Those words drain your power. They create confusion. Speak directly. Say what you mean. Be clear, even if it's uncomfortable. Especially when it's uncomfortable. Because that's what leadership looks like. Being clear in uncomfortable moments. Talking with intent also means knowing when not to speak. Sometimes the strongest move is to stay silent and listen. Let someone else talk. Let them finish. Let them reveal what's behind their words. If you interrupt too quickly, you miss what matters. But if you hold your response, you hear the real message. And that's where influence begins. Not in speaking first, but in understanding fully. When you train yourself to speak with intention, your entire presence changes. You walk into rooms with calm. You speak without rushing. You respond with purpose. And people respond to that. They start looking to you for direction. They start trusting your opinion. Not because you're always talking, but because when you do, it's always worth something. Every conversation is a chance to practice. Don't waste it. Don't fall into the trap of talking just to fill space. Don't let pressure push you into saying things you don't mean. Hold your standard. Be the one who brings quality over quantity. Be the one who uses fewer words but delivers more meaning. The strength of your message isn't in how much you say. It's in how clearly you say it. You can talk for 20 minutes and say nothing. Or you can speak for 2 minutes and change a room. It all depends on your intent. So don't rush. Don't react. Choose your moment. Choose your words. Let silence sharpen your message. Let intention guide your speech. You don't need to prove your intelligence through endless explanations. You don't need to show your worth by dominating conversations. Your strength shows up when your words match your purpose. When your speech reflects thought, not impulse. When your voice carries direction, not distraction. That's what real leadership sounds like. So talk with intent. Speak when you have something worth saying. Let silence speak when it's enough. Don't fear it. Don't fight it. Use it. Let it make your words stronger. Let it give your message more weight. Because when you speak with intention, people stop and listen. Not because you're louder, but because you're real. Because you're grounded. Because you lead with purpose. And in a world full of empty noise, that's what makes your voice unforgettable. Chapter 6. Hold your space when others try to test you. The moment you decide to step up, people will push back. Not everyone will welcome your growth. Not everyone will clap for your progress. Some will challenge you just to see if you really mean it. They'll question your decisions. They'll test your patience. They'll say things to throw you off. And this is where leadership begins. Not when everything's easy, but when you're being tested and you still stand your ground. Holding your space means staying solid when the pressure shows up. It means refusing to shrink when others raise their voice. It means staying rooted in who you are, even when others try to shake your confidence. You don't control how others speak to you. You don't control their tone, their opinions, or their attitude, but you do control how you show up. You control how you carry yourself. You control how you speak back. You control your energy. And that's where power is built, not through controlling people, but through controlling yourself. When someone tries to rattle you and you remain calm, that's strength. When someone tries to corner you and you don't flinch, that's presence. You don't need to match their chaos. You need to rise above it. Not with arrogance. not with pride, but with discipline. People will test your boundaries, especially when they see you holding a higher standard. Some won't like the fact that you don't engage in gossip. Others might feel threatened because you stop tolerating low standards. Some will try to poke at your composure just to see if it's real. And if you don't train yourself to respond from stability, you'll react from emotion. You'll say things you didn't plan. You'll do things that don't reflect who you are. And just like that, the moment will own you instead of you owning the moment. Leadership is not loud. It's not reactive. It's not emotional outbursts. It's staying present when others are pushing. It's choosing stillness when everything around you is moving fast. It's speaking clearly when people expect you to lose control. You don't win these moments by overpowering others. You win them by mastering yourself. That's how you hold your space. You know who you are, and you refuse to let anyone drag you back into old habits. When tension rises, most people give it their attention. They lean into the noise. They argue to prove they're right. They speak to defend themselves. But when you're grounded in your values, you don't need to prove anything. You don't need to explain yourself to everyone. You don't need to fight every battle. Some things don't deserve your energy. Some people don't deserve your response. And knowing the difference is what keeps you strong. Holding your space also means refusing to be talked out of your standards. If you believe in something, don't water it down just because someone else challenges it. If you've committed to a discipline, don't bend because someone else calls it extreme. You're not here to make everyone comfortable. You're here to lead yourself with strength and clarity. If your choices make others uncomfortable, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to stay committed to what's right for you. Sometimes people test you with silence. They'll ignore you to see if you chase their approval. They'll withdraw support to see if you collapse without it. But this is where you double down on your purpose. You don't chase people to keep your strength. You stand tall and let your character speak louder than any argument. Real confidence isn't shown through your voice. It's shown through your decisions, when no one's backing you. It's staying calm when the support fades. It's choosing your path even when others step away. You don't hold your space by fighting for it. You hold it by becoming it. You build a presence that doesn't need defending. You act in a way that doesn't need explanation. You speak with a tone that makes people pause, not out of fear but out of respect. And that only happens when you practice it. Every single day, you don't wait for pressure to show up. You build the muscle before it comes. You train your emotions. You sharpen your thoughts. You study your patterns. You learn how to breathe when the tension rises. You practice listening when someone disagrees. You teach yourself not to react when someone tests your tone. That training becomes your strength. Holding your space doesn't mean you become passive. It means you become intentional. It means you move with focus, not force. You respond from wisdom, not emotion. You know when to speak and when to stay quiet. You know when to hold firm and when to walk away. You're not afraid of disagreement. You're not shaken by opposition. You trust yourself enough to stay rooted, no matter what energy others bring into the room. When you know your values and you live them every day, no one can shake them with a few words. When you've put in the work to build discipline, people's opinions can't undo your foundation. That's what holding your space means. It means standing on something that's not easily moved. It means protecting your peace. It means staying consistent even when others try to throw you off course. People will respect you more when they see you stand your ground. They might test you once, but when they realize you're not shaken by small things, they'll think twice next time. That respect isn't demanded. It's earned. It's earned through consistency, through strength, through calm, and through the ability to lead yourself when others expect you to fall apart. You can tell a lot about a person by how they respond under pressure. Do they break down? Do they lash out? Do they blame others? Or do they stay steady? Do they breathe? Do they respond from clarity? Leadership is revealed in those moments, not when it's easy but when it's uncomfortable. That's when your true presence shows up. And here's the truth, not everyone will understand your strength. Some will call it cold, others will say you're too serious. But don't lower your standard to meet their comfort. The world doesn't need more people who react to everything. It needs more people who can stand still in chaos, who can speak with clarity in noise, who can lead with truth when others are playing games. So don't be afraid of being tested. It's part of growth. It's part of rising. The higher you go, the more resistance you'll meet. But that's not a problem. That's proof you're on the right track. Just remember, when that pressure shows up, you don't need to raise your voice. You don't need to argue back. You just need to stand firm, calm, focused, clear. That's how you lead. That's how you influence. That's how you build a presence that speaks before you do. Hold your space, not just once, but every time someone tries to test it. Make it a habit. Make it who you are. Don't collapse for comfort. Don't shift your ground for temporary approval. Stay planted. Stay solid. And when people look back, they won't just remember what you said. They'll remember how you stayed strong when it mattered most. Chapter 7. Ask direct questions that lead to real answers. The way you ask questions shows how serious you are about truth. If you ask vague questions, you get vague responses. If you ask shallow questions, you get shallow answers. But when you ask direct questions, you open the door to clarity. You skip past surface talk and get into the real issue. And that's what leadership demands. Real conversations. Honest reflection. Progress based on truth, not assumption. Most people avoid direct questions because they're afraid of what might come up. They don't want to deal with discomfort. They don't want to confront the facts. But leaders don't run from the truth. They chase it, and they use their words to uncover it. When you ask directly, you show you're not afraid of reality. You're not afraid of facts. You're not afraid of change. That kind of mindset pushes everyone around you to step up. It pushes people to stop hiding behind soft answers and start being real with themselves. That's how growth happens, not by talking around the issue, but by hitting it straight on. And the key to that is learning how to ask with purpose. Asking directly doesn't mean being rude. It doesn't mean attacking people. It means being clear, being honest, being committed to finding out what's really going on. It means taking the shortcut to truth instead of walking in circles, hoping someone brings it up. Most conversations are filled with noise. Words are thrown around, but nothing gets said. Direct questions clear that up. They take the conversation to a deeper level. They move things forward. They challenge the other person to think, to respond, to be real. If you want to lead people, you have to master this skill. Don't ask what sounds polite. Ask what helps the situation grow. Don't ask what keeps things comfortable. Ask what reveals clarity. The longer you wait to get to the point, the more confusion builds. But when you ask directly, things speed up. You get to the truth faster. You remove tension because people know where you stand. Practice being bold with your questions. When something feels off, say so. When someone's not following through, ask why. When results are missing, don't tiptoe. Ask for the reason. Avoiding these questions doesn't make you kind, it makes you unclear, and unclear, leaders confuse their teams. They confuse their families. They confuse themselves. But direct questions bring everything into focus. The strength of a question lies in its simplicity. You don't need to dress it up. You don't need to make it sound soft. Just be respectful and clear. Questions like what's really going on? Or what's stopping you right now? Or what do you need in order to move forward? These open the door to honesty. And once that door is open, everything starts to move. But you've got to be the one to open it. You've got to go first. Some people won't answer right away. That's okay. Let them sit with the question. Let the silence do its work. Don't rush to fill it. Let the question breathe, because often the silence that follows a direct question is where the truth starts to form. It makes people stop and think. It pulls them out of autopilot. And in that pause, something shifts. Something moves. That's leadership, not just knowing what to ask, but knowing when to hold space for the answer. The habit of asking directly also builds your confidence. It shows you trust yourself to handle what comes up. You're not scared of rejection or pushback. You're not afraid of tension. You're here for progress. And that mindset is rare. Most people settle for easy questions because they want easy conversations. But easy conversations don't lead to growth. They keep people stuck. They protect comfort but destroy movement. If you want real answers, you must be willing to ask uncomfortable questions. You must be okay with silence, with confusion, with honesty. You must know that even if the first answer isn't clear, the question was worth it. Because the more you ask directly, the more people learn to respond directly. And that becomes the culture, the standard, the tone of your leadership. Leadership also means asking yourself direct questions. Don't just question others, question your own actions. Ask, am I setting the right example? Did I show up fully today? Am I choosing excuses over effort? These are not easy questions, but they shape character. They keep you from drifting. They bring you back to what matters. If you can't ask yourself hard questions, you can't expect to lead others through theirs. A direct question is a mirror. It reflects reality. It exposes what's hiding. It removes guesswork. And the more you use it, the more natural it becomes. You don't hesitate. You don't second guess. You ask with purpose. You ask with clarity. And people respond to that. Because it's rare. Most people are surrounded by conversations, full of fluff. So when you speak straight, it stands out. This skill isn't just for business or leadership. It's for life. If you want better relationships, ask better questions. If you want more clarity in your decisions, stop dancing around the issue. Ask what you really need to know. And ask it early before time is wasted. Before energy is lost. Before damage is done. Most conflict could be avoided if someone had the courage to ask the right question at the right time. You have to remember, your question is the door. The quality of the answer depends on how well you open that door. If it's too narrow, the answer stays hidden. If it's too vague, the truth slips by. But when it's clear, focused and respectful, people walk through it with honesty. And that honesty is what changes everything. You don't need to ask 10 questions to get one answer. Ask the right one, directly, and let it work. Don't over-explain it. Don't justify it. Ask it and listen. Let the question do the lifting. Let the silence do the work. Trust that clarity is better than comfort. Asking directly also protects your time. You don't waste days waiting for someone to get to the point. You go there yourself. You don't waste hours wondering what someone meant. You ask them. That kind of leadership saves time, energy and trust. It shows people that you care enough to get clear, that you're not playing games, that you're here to make things better. So ask with strength, ask with respect, but don't hold back. Be someone who brings the truth out of others. Be someone who isn't afraid to face it. Be the person who asks the question that no one else is willing to ask. That's how you lead. That's how you influence. That's how you make change. Ask direct questions that lead to real answers. Do it consistently. Do it with courage. And watch how fast everything around you starts to shift. Because the moment you stop talking in circles is the moment people start listening for real. Chapter 8. Speak with backbone, not just to be liked. There comes a time when you have to decide who you're going to be when you speak. Are you going to say what's true? Or are you going to say what makes people like you? Are you going to express what needs to be said? Or are you going to protect your image? If your words are always shaped by the desire to please, you'll lose your identity. You'll drift from your values. You'll blend into the crowd. But if you want to talk like a leader, you've got to speak with backbone. Not with ego. Not with force. But with strength that doesn't bend when people disagree. Too many people are quiet about what matters because they don't want to upset anyone. They think silence is easier than conflict. They hold back what they believe because they want to keep peace. But peace that comes from hiding is not real peace. It's a trap. And sooner or later, it eats away at your integrity. You start saying things you don't mean. You agree when you should be questioning. You avoid hard conversations that could create growth. And you wonder why you don't feel confident in your own voice. It's because you've made your speech a performance. You're speaking to be accepted, not to lead. Leadership doesn't mean being liked all the time. It means being respected for your truth. It means saying the hard thing when others are quiet. It means drawing lines even when they make people uncomfortable. And you can do that with respect. You can do it without aggression. You can speak firmly without being cold. But you must speak. You must choose courage over comfort. Speaking with backbone means your words reflect your values, not just your feelings. You don't change your message to avoid rejection. You don't soften your standards just to keep approval. You don't speak to blend in. You speak to stand up. That doesn't mean you're confrontational. It means you're clear, and clarity is rare. Most people are vague because they're afraid of judgment. They say things in a way that protects their image, not the truth. But when you've done the work to develop your principles, you don't need to hide behind soft phrases. You know what you believe, and that belief shows up in every word you speak. Sometimes speaking with backbone will cost you. Some people will pull away. Some won't like what you say. But that's okay. If your goal is to lead, not entertain, you'll understand that not everyone has to agree. Not everyone has to follow. What matters is that your words match your standards. What matters is that you look back at the conversation and know you were honest. That you didn't fold under pressure. That you didn't trade your truth for approval. When you speak just to be liked, you're giving away your power. You're saying your opinion of me matters more than what I know to be right. And that kind of thinking leads to weak communication. You start avoiding topics that matter. You start holding back questions that could create clarity. You start saying yes when you mean no. And every time you do that, you weaken your voice. You lose influence. You become forgettable. Not because you weren't smart. Not because you didn't care. But because you chose safety over strength. To speak with backbone, you must stop apologizing for having standards. You must stop hiding behind polite phrases when something needs to be addressed directly. You must stop trying to soften every truth so it doesn't upset anyone. Truth is not supposed to make everyone comfortable. It's supposed to bring things into the light. And once things are in the light, they can be changed. But that only happens when someone is willing to go first. When someone is willing to speak clearly, even if it shakes the room. You don't develop this skill overnight. You build it through repetition. Every time you choose to say what you believe, even when it's hard, you get stronger. Every time you speak with honesty, instead of hiding behind small talk, your voice becomes clearer. Every time you hold a boundary instead of folding to pressure, your presence becomes more powerful. This is how you become someone others respect. Not because you yell, not because you dominate, but because you stand firm when others don't. You must also accept that not every room will like what you bring. That's not a problem. That's reality. Your job is not to keep everyone happy. Your job is to bring clarity, to offer perspective, to move people forward. And that kind of leadership comes with pushback. People will challenge you. Some will resist. But if your voice is built on truth, not emotion, it will hold. It will carry through the pressure. And over time, people will start to trust it. Not because you told them what they wanted to hear, but because you always told them what was real. When you speak with backbone, your tone changes. You don't sound unsure. You don't speak with hesitation. You speak with conviction. Not volume, conviction. There's a difference. You're not louder. You're sharper. More focused. More deliberate. Every word feels measured. And that tone makes people take notice. It sets a different atmosphere. People listen more carefully. They lean in. Because they can feel that your words are not for show. They come from substance. You have to lead yourself first. That means getting clear on what you stand for before you speak. It means checking your motives before you open your mouth. Are you speaking to protect your image? Or are you speaking because something needs to be said? Are you avoiding the truth to keep things easy? Or are you leaning into discomfort to create progress? These are the questions that shape the way you communicate. Stop trying to be agreeable at the cost of your influence. Stop shrinking your voice so people won't criticize you. Stop editing yourself so much that no one knows what you stand for. The world is full of people talking, but few speaking with backbone. That's what makes it powerful. That's what makes it rare. And that's why you must develop it. People remember the ones who stood firm. The ones who didn't change their message just to fit in. The ones who spoke up when others stayed quiet. You don't need to be harsh. You don't need to argue. You just need to be steady. Be consistent. Be real. And let your voice carry that strength. You'll find that the more you practice this, the more natural it becomes. It doesn't mean you'll never feel nervous. It means you'll speak anyway. It doesn't mean you won't feel tension. It means you won't let that tension silence you. You'll speak with clarity, even when the room is quiet. You'll stand in truth, even when others try to bend it. And over time, you'll become someone whose words don't just fill space, they build direction. Speak with backbone, not to impress, not to gain attention, but because your message deserves it. Because your standards require it. Because your leadership depends on it. When you build that kind of voice, you won't need to chase approval. People will hear the strength in your tone. They'll feel the clarity in your message. And whether they agree or not, they'll know you spoke from truth, not from fear. That's how you earn trust. That's how you build real presence. And that's how you talk like a leader. Chapter 9. Make every word show your values and standards. Every time you speak, you're telling people something about who you are. Whether you mean to or not, your words carry a message about your values. They show what matters to you, what you believe in, and what kind of standards you live by. That's why you can't afford to speak carelessly. You can't afford to treat your voice like it doesn't matter, because it does. People are listening, and long before they follow your advice or support your mission, they're paying attention to how you speak. They're watching your tone, your choice of words, your consistency, your discipline, and how much weight you give your own message. If your words and your values don't match, you lose trust. If your speech sounds polished but your character doesn't back it up, people stop taking you seriously. Your words should not only communicate information, they should reveal your identity. Leadership is not about talking more. It's about talking in a way that reflects what you believe. Every sentence is an opportunity to show what you stand for. And that means you must become intentional. You don't speak just to respond. You speak with the goal of reflecting your standard. If discipline matters to you, let it show in your language. If truth is your core value, don't hide behind soft phrases. If excellence drives you, stop using language that waters down your intentions. Most people speak without thinking about what their words represent. But leaders speak with full awareness that every word represents their brand, their values, and their personal code. It's not about using big words. It's not about sounding impressive. It's about being honest, direct, and sharp. It's about speaking from a place of clarity. It's about removing anything that doesn't reflect who you truly are. The way you speak should match the way you live. If you preach hard work, your words shouldn't be filled with excuses. If you claim to believe in progress, your language should focus on solutions. You can't say you value growth and constantly talk like someone who's stuck. You can't say you care about impact and speak in a way that avoids responsibility. If your values are strong, your language must support them. The truth is, your words are either building your influence or slowly destroying it. Every conversation, every meeting, every casual talk, it all adds up. If you're not clear on your values, your words will reflect that confusion. You'll sound different depending on who you're talking to. You'll shift your tone depending on who's in the room. And that inconsistency weakens your presence. But if your standards are locked in, your words become anchored. You don't adjust them to fit the moment. You bring the same clarity and strength everywhere you go. That kind of consistency makes you trustworthy. People may not always agree with you, but they'll know where you stand. It's also important to stop using language that contradicts your progress. People often don't realize how often they speak against their own goals. They say things like, "I can't. It's just who I am. That's how it's always been," and don't realize how much those words reflect a mindset that's out of alignment with growth. Every word you speak is either feeding your discipline or weakening it. It's either pointing toward your future or tying you to your past. When you say you want change, but you speak like you expect to stay the same, you create internal conflict. That conflict shows in your energy. It shows in your decisions, and eventually, it shows in your results. You have to make your language match your intention. Speak with ownership. Speak with clarity. Speak with alignment. If you value honesty, your words should cut through confusion. If you value time, stop wasting it with long-winded explanations. If you value progress, stop filling conversations with distractions. Speak like you mean to move something forward. Speak like you've done the work to think clearly. Speak like someone who's already holding themselves to a higher level. There's a certain power that comes when your words reflect your values. People can feel it. They can sense that you're not just saying what sounds good. You're saying what you live. You're speaking from experience, not from theory. That authenticity makes people stop and listen. It makes people trust you, because they know your voice isn't a performance, it's an extension of your reality. When you begin to speak like someone who has standards, people also begin to rise when they're around you. Your tone raises the room. Your message sharpens their thinking. And your clarity brings stability. That's how real influence works. It's not forced, it's earned through consistency. But it starts with how you talk, how you respond, how you ask, how you lead with your voice. People who don't know you should still be able to learn something about your values just by hearing you speak once. That's the goal, to become so rooted in what you believe that every word naturally reflects your character. This is not about being perfect, it's about being intentional. It's about caring enough about your values that you don't let your words drift. You watch your language the same way you watch your habits. You refine it. You correct it. You improve it. If you catch yourself speaking in a way that doesn't match your principles, you adjust. You don't laugh it off. You don't justify it. You take it seriously. Because how you speak becomes how you live. You also learn to avoid exaggeration. When your words match your values, there's no need for hype. You don't overpromise. You don't stretch the truth. You don't speak just to impress. You speak to express who you are and what you believe. And when that becomes your focus, people start listening differently. They stop questioning your motives. They stop wondering what you really mean. Because you've trained yourself to say exactly what you intend. If you want to talk like a leader, your first step is getting clear on what you stand for. What are your non-negotiables? What kind of tone do you want to bring into the world? What do you want people to feel when you speak? Answer those questions, and then build your communication around that. Make it your personal standard that your words never drift from your values, not when you're tired, not when you're angry, not when you're under pressure. You don't switch up. You stay centered. You don't need a long speech to prove your character. One sentence, spoken with purpose, can reveal everything about your mindset. The way you greet people, the way you give direction, the way you end a conversation, it's all communication. It's all part of your leadership. And it's either reinforcing your values or weakening them. That's why the details matter. That's why your words can't be treated casually. Speak like someone who means it. Speak like someone who's done the work to earn their message. Speak like someone who doesn't just talk about standards, but lives them, shows them, and builds them into every conversation. That's what it means to lead with your voice. That's what it means to make every word count. And that's what separates a leader from someone who just talks. Make every word show your values and standards, and your voice will never be forgotten. Chapter 10. Talk like someone who knows where they're going. The way you speak tells the world how serious you are about your direction. You don't need to announce your plans every day. You don't need to convince anyone with flashy words. But your tone, your pace, your choice of words, they should make people feel that you've made a decision about your life. When someone listens to you, they should hear progress in your voice. They should hear structure, not confusion. Conviction, not hesitation. Focus, not noise. Talking like someone who knows where they're going means you've taken the time to decide, to commit, and to shape your speech around clarity instead of chaos. You're not guessing. You're not floating. You're moving forward, and your words prove it. Most people speak like they're still figuring out who they are. They repeat what others say. They try to sound impressive. They shift their message, depending on the room. But when you know where you're going, you don't borrow confidence. You build it from your own decisions. You don't need a script. You don't need validation. You speak from your foundation. You don't waste words trying to explain everything to everyone. You let your direction speak for itself. You sound certain not because you have all the answers, but because you've stopped entertaining doubt. That's what people feel when they hear you. They sense the work behind your tone. They respect the weight in your voice. When you speak like someone who's going somewhere, people want to be part of that direction. They want to follow. They want to contribute. Because there's something steady about you. You're not drifting. You're building. You're not hoping things work out. You're making sure they do. And that energy makes people feel safe. It builds trust without effort. You don't have to sell anyone. Your words sell themselves. Not because they're perfect, but because they're clean, clear, and full of discipline. This kind of speaking doesn't come from trying harder to sound confident. It comes from knowing what matters to you. When you're clear on your purpose, your message becomes direct. You're not distracted. You don't ramble. You don't shrink to fit in. You hold your space. You say what needs to be said. You leave the rest. Talking with direction means removing the clutter from your communication. It means keeping your message tight and on point. You're not talking to impress, you're talking to lead. People can tell when you're lost just by listening. If your message changes every week, if your tone changes every conversation, if your goals change every time someone questions you, they know you're not committed. But when your words stay consistent over time, when your actions line up with your speech, when your direction doesn't waver no matter the crowd, you become someone people trust. Because your voice becomes a signal, not just a sound. This is not about talking more. It's about talking with purpose. When you know where you're going, you don't have to convince anyone. You simply share the vision. You speak from experience. You speak with clarity. You speak because you've done the thinking already. Most people are just reacting with words. But when you know where you're headed, your words lead others instead of chasing them. You don't need to explain everything in detail. Sometimes just one sentence, said with full belief, says more than a long explanation ever could. It shows you've already made up your mind. That you've committed to your path. That you're not asking for permission. You're not fishing for approval. You've chosen your direction. And your voice backs that up. That's the kind of talk that makes people stop and listen. That's what separates leaders from followers. But talking like someone who knows where they're going isn't just about public speaking. It's in how you talk to yourself. It's in your private conversations. It's in your decisions. It's in how you explain your ideas, your plans, and your principles. You don't second guess out loud. You don't lower your energy just to fit someone else's comfort. You speak from the core of who you are. Not loudly, not aggressively, but firmly, calmly, clearly. And when setbacks come, and they always do, you don't let them shake your language. You don't start talking like someone who's lost. You don't shift into excuses. You stay centered. You acknowledge the challenge, but your speech still reflects direction. That's how people know they can count on you. Because even in failure, you're not lost. You're learning. You're adjusting. But you're not drifting. And that shows in the way you talk. When you walk into a room, don't let your words wander. Know what you bring. Know what you believe. Know what you're building. And let that shape your tone. Let that shape your message. Let that shape your presence. Talking like someone who knows where they're going means being consistent with your values, your goals, and your standards, no matter who you're speaking to. The world is full of people trying to sound like something they're not. Trying to copy someone else's voice. But the ones who stand out are the ones who speak from within. They're not guessing who they are. They're not adjusting to please. They've done the hard work of choosing a direction, and their voice reflects that commitment. It's steady, it's real, it's honest. And it's important to say, this doesn't mean you need to have every detail figured out. Direction isn't about having the entire map. It's about knowing the next step. It's about moving forward with intention. It's about waking up with a reason and speaking from that reason. You don't need to predict the future, but you do need to sound like someone who's decided to walk toward it, not run from it. The more you practice this, the stronger it becomes. You'll start noticing when your words slip. You'll feel when your tone doesn't match your vision. And that awareness will help you course correct. You'll begin to cut out language that weakens your presence. You'll stop using phrases that reflect doubt. You'll train yourself to speak like a builder, not a wanderer. In meetings, be clear. In conversations, be direct. In decisions, be confident. You're not just talking to fill time. You're talking to align your words with where you're going. People should feel your direction when you speak, even in small moments, even in quick interactions. Let your tone say, I'm moving forward. Let your language say, I'm not wasting time. Let your presence say, I've made a choice, and I'm not turning back. Because in the end, your voice is either leading your life or following someone else's. Your speech is either pulling you closer to your goals or pushing them further away. Talking like someone who knows where they're going is not a performance, it's a decision. A decision to be deliberate, to be steady, to be focused. And when you make that decision, your voice starts to reflect it in every word. That's when people begin to believe in your direction, not because you said it, but because you live it.